you for waiting, yeah, Mr. Webb. One moment.
Yeah?
James Webb on 9-1.
Senator Magnuson is willing to introduce the same amendment with respect to Bozo that was used in the case of General Marshall. He thinks he'll have trouble if we let him draw both his retired pay and his FAA pay, and thinks that he should turn down the retired pay and draw the $30,000. Now, I think this is a basis for a start. I think this takes care of Bozo McKee's worst problem, which is his wife and his medical insurance and so forth. But I've got a basis. Now, Mr. President, it's fortunate that I saw him. Monroe is in Rome, and I found out that Magnuson's pretty fed up with Mike and the way he's been trying to get out in front and pretend that he was running everything without any reference to Magnuson. So he just simply said he'd take it for the truth for you. He did say he's a little surprised you hadn't spoken to him last night, and I told him, well, we'd worked late last night to find a solution and that you just weren't quite ready, and I knew. So I covered that all and said that you had wanted to do just the right thing. You didn't want to have them putting in a worse position than you were about requiring this man, you know, to lose so much and everything. Sure. That worked, and he's your man. Oh. Now, he's very anxious to go forward with a supersonic transport on some proper basis. I told him that this was paving the way for that, and I thought you were going to be prepared to go forward. But this, we had to have the right setup, and we had to be sure we could run it. Now, he has had a candidate named Sunlin, and I said, now, look, Maggie, you know that man can't do these big jobs. He said, I know it, and he said, I'm not going to pull. I'm not going to do anything about that. Pastore has been very interested in Sunlin.
Yes, and we don't find that he has the stuff. He's on the communication satellite board. He was.
No, he hadn't got it. I told Maggie, I said, Maggie, you can't trust that man to run this big job. He said, I know it. So he's all right on that. Now, Mr. President, I did also get Halliby over here for lunch with Bozo in my office. And Halliby was trying to sort of claim, you know, that Macy and Lee White, nobody knew anything about this, and it was sort of messed up. I said, now, look here, Halliby. The President of the United States knows more about handling these things than you are or anybody else. He's got his clear plans. He knows what he's going to do. And Bozo's going to take this job, and the President wants him to take it under the most favorable circumstances. And he said, well, I want to help work this out. So it helped. I said, you don't have to help the President. He knows how to work these matters out. I said, I did tell him, though, just to make sure he didn't get off the wrong track, that you had suggested that I go and talk to Monroney as a senator from my state and my friend and so forth, you see. Yeah. So I calmed him down, and I think I've sent him away to the point he realizes that his interest now is to cooperate 100% and not leave any impression except that you knew what you were doing, you knew your man. And the only question was the method by which you got him without asking him to sacrifice too much.
Will this be satisfactory, McKee?
Now, I haven't gone back to him. I thought, you see, what Maggie wants to do is to introduce the same thing that would apply to General Marshall. Now, that would permit Bozo to draw $46,000 a year. Now, what Maggie wants to do is to put that through, but have an understanding that he won't draw his retired pay plus the pay. So I think we better leave that a little indefinite here as to what that understanding will be for the moment, because I think if we put that to Bozo, he's gonna worry just a little, and maybe we can get Maggie to say he couldn't draw all his retired pay, but could draw half of it. Now, what do you think? You're the smartest man about that I know.
I don't. I just leave it to you, Jim. I'm trying to shoot our Marines are shooting back and forth right now.
God. Well, I think Maggie is not worried about the money. He's worried about the opposition he'd have in the Senate for a man to draw that much money. And I think if we could say half his retired pay, but I'd rather go back to Maggie after he's committed, you know, rather than.
You just handle it that way, and I think you ought to do it because you're a great interest in supersonic too, and the President kind of asked you to work on this, and then Bozo had been working with you, and you consider him a great expert, and I think you can do it better than all of them put together here, and I just haven't got a moment to do it.
All right, so I'll do all of that. I am going to now work through Lee White so everything comes officially from your office.
That's it.
All right. Now, you don't want to call Maggie and thank him or send him any little message through somebody else to thank you, do you?
I will, yeah. Yeah, I'll do it.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Bye.